Good Morning Cybertron is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm Paul Lighting, and Good Morning Cybertron is scientifically proven to be the best Transformers podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I'm not going to be as loud as I normally am for two very, very important reasons. Number one, and most important, my wife is studying for her bachelor's in psychology right over there. So, number two, I've been fighting a migraine all day. I woke up and I was blind. Thought maybe, hey, I've had a stroke. But then my vision started to come back. And it was all rainbows. And I went, this is a migraine. You're not having a stroke. You wouldn't be so lucky. So I got my migraine medication in me. And the great thing is, I don't really have a lot of the pain that's associated with a migraine, but I have every other symptom. So it doesn't suck as bad, but it still kind of sucks.
Someone has to pay.
Somebody's got to pay, and it's going to be me. Because, yeah, it's like a migraine, the pain is like the biggest part of it, but I get like little flashes in my eyes, and especially the left eye, I get the little rainbows, and all the muscles in my back just go, you wear a crown of pain now. We're wearing like your spine and neck and the base of your skull belongs to us, and we're
your
not going to be good
and
to
your
it.
Crack.
My neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack.
It's like all your joints unlocked the lament configuration.
Oh my
god. We don't need eyes to see.
You solved the puzzle. Why aren't you answering me? With me today, all the way from Canada, it's Tomas.
Hello.
All the way from California, it's Xavier.
I am still working on the lament configuration. It's just so complicated.
I mean, the last thing I did was this, and it seemed to just pop everything right into place. And all the way from the south of the United States, it's Kyle. Because you can't say Kyle like Tomas, Xavier, and Kyle. It's Kyle.
Cobra.
Cobra.
The enemy.
I'm trying really hard to be quiet. It's like, it's almost funnier. It's almost
I can imagine the counterpoint to that being G.I. Joe. Shh, she's studying.
G.I. Joe, be quiet. I.
That's what they say.
I wish to God. Spoilers if you haven't seen Rise of the Beast, number one. What the fuck's wrong with you? Spoilers if you haven't seen it. I wish to God, whenever Noah Diaz flipped over the card, it said G.I. Joe, I wish you would have just went pork chop sandwiches. That would have been fucking great. That movie would have done three times the amount of money. It would have made three times the amount of money if he just went pork chop sandwiches.
Mayhaps in the outtakes.
Maybe. I want to say hello over in the comments to Dwayne Marsh. He says, good morning, Cybertronians. Wolf1701 says, I'm here all night and try sunglasses for the migraine. Dwayne Marsh, honey, Dwayne says, good luck with the studying. And Dewanis Perez, Wolf's finally back to watching at home with me. Ooh, I like the fact that they're on two different computers, so each one can have their own commenting thing. That's fantastic.
Who was it mentioned last week they're watching us on their computer and their TV at the same time?
I think that was Wolf. I think that was either
Wolf
or Gigatron.
Wait. They're co-oping
the comment section. Dewanis cares about us. And I think, yep, Dewan's just went, that was me. And you know what? Yeah, we care about everybody. Dewanis has an amazing YouTube channel. Check out her YouTube channel in the link down below. She rates Transformers and how much she wants to have sex with them. And hey,
I've been looking at that channel. Like, I guess I'll have to look at that, find that now.
Oh yeah, links in the show description down below.
Now remember, Thomas, respect. Don't unzip your fly until after the stream is over.
Jesus, man, have some respect. And
yeah. Animal, Thomas. Three times a day is not enough for you?
Our good buddy Corey, he's been pumping out the stuff. Crossbones Koopa, look for his link down below as well. And you know what? We want to say a big thank you out to Paul from formerly Sir Toys, but now Toy.Run. Toy.Run, oh my God. It's actually becoming, it went from like, hey, you know, we're searching for toys. Here's this, here's that. To kind of a platform for obscure toy reviews. Shell former 773 put up a Justice Titan review, a pretty dang long one. I'll tell you what, friend of the show, Ugly Wretch, he puts his reviews up there quite a bit as well. Ugly Wretch, if you're listening, man. And same with Ninja Bill. Ninja Bill, if you're listening. And just everybody over there. In that circle of friends, I'm sorry that I haven't had a chance to watch. Things have just been busy as sin. Except for last night. Last night, Ariana and I went to bed at 9 p.m. And it was fantastic. I had a dream. I had a dream that I gave a speech to all of my fellow high school students about what the best name to have to get out of a traffic ticket was. By the way, it's Carlos Guptman. And that was actually part of the Carlos Guptman. And my argument in the dream was that it's racially ambiguous enough that you could either be Jewish, you could be German, the Gupt could be German or it might be Indian, and the Carlos gives it a Latino feel. So you've got all these different ethnicities going on, and you could probably wrangle your way out of a racist ticket that way. So probably Carlos Guptman is the best name. And I was very impressed with myself. Now, the girl that I had a crush on in the dream, she didn't like it. But the girl who had a crush on me thought it was great. And then I had a second dream where I was a Japanese racer. Yes, this is true. And I'd won $1 billion. And I
named Speed, right?
I was living. I wasn't Speed Racer because I had feelings.
That wasn't fucking the, psychopath.
Wasn't the Japanese Spider-Man a race car driver named Tetsuya or something?
He was a motorcycle racer. Motorcycle racer.
He was a fucking stone cold killer. Yeah, worse than Chase.
Yeah, it was. I'm out of web fluid. I'm out of web fluid, and he just starts shooting a machine gun. It was.
I am the emissary of hell. Spider-Man.
Out of web fluid.
If he really liked you, he would use Leopardon to end you quickly. Mm-hmm. If he didn't like you, he would shove a bullet through your face with his thumb alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of a Power Rangers blaster, he would, what, just pull out a Ruger?
And then force feed you the Luger by shoving it through your face.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even use it as a gun. He would go man's life on you. It's just like, you see this gun? You don't get the business end of it. You get the handle end of it.
We're going to wield this sucker like a man. I'm going to grab it by the barrel and beat you to death with it. And speaking of men, real men ordered Deathsaurus. And we are getting our first in-hand images of TazLab Deathsaurus. Oh my God. It's so, so gorgeous.
Little disappointed it didn't show up this week. I thought it was going to be this or last week it showed up, but yeah.
My
anticipation is still through the roof.
My status, it went to, I forget what it was, but now it's like unfulfilled. So it was like, it went from unfulfilled to processing back to unfulfilled.
The fuck, y'all?
Yeah. Yeah.
The fuckity fuck.
But from what I understand, there is word that they are in the States, or at least going to be in the States very, very soon. But this bad boy, man, look at that.
And I am. Man. Nice link work on that chain.
Oh, man, it's gorgeous. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get this in my collection. What a beautiful update to the G1 toy as well.
Mm. Doth verily.
Yes.
Like, good job, guys. Seem to have really upped your game since the last time you did Star Saber.
Oh, man. Just absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful wings. Beautiful wings. I'm really impressed with those.
Throne is really awesome. I love it. It's like volcanic rock and pure evil. And yeah.
Yeah, I sort of thought that like it's like what if the Megatron's original throne thing that he had still existed, and then Death Stars was like, that's not good enough, and then he just set it on fire and partially melted it.
It kind of looks like the unexploded version of Deacon Frost from the Blade movie when he was all puffed up from like getting ejected with like blood ampules, and right before he exploded he looked like that, just a giant raspberry of a chair.
Those things, yeah, from The Rock. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
See, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Maybe it's next page. Where is it? First in package. I know I saw it here someplace.
God, look at the crossbow action. Just like the bow action alone. That's a nice shot. Ah, like the way they composed that one.
There's the
27.
Let me see here. I'm trying to find where the fudge was it. I had it right here. It is. HasLab Deathsaurus. This was yesterday that this was posted. Somebody named Josh. His order is on the way. You can track your shipment by view your order. Josh is a moneybags. He's Transformers Generation HasLab Deathsaurus times 3. Which means he's going to sell 2 and have the first one paid for.
Yeah,
5
seriously,
times.
Settle down, Josh. Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus, Josh, leave some pussy for the rest of us.
Although I can't really taste it with this migraine.
The Josh ordered 3 Deathsauruses. His life is just an avalanche of ass. That's damn, Josh. Shit.
Wouldn't it be a shame if it's an avalanche of pussy, it's an avalanche of ass, but then Josh just sheds a single tear. I'm a tit man.
Josh just comes in, he's got 3 Deathsauruses, looks at the finest lady he can find, and just goes, you believe in Santa, or should I bust through your chimney dressed as something else? God damn, man. Shit.
I mean, it is printing money, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially with the revelation people and Boater come with it. You can sell Deathsaurus by himself, and then possibly on the side make another cool 50 off of each of those mini cons.
Yeah. 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 Oh, but this is like one thing shy of perfect, in my opinion.
I really like the idea that this is just evil Tarzan. He's got himself a pet lynx, he's got himself a pet eagle, and just like the real Tarzan, he throws him at his problems.
Yeah. 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 Gee, who the fuck is moving house?
It's Thomas. That's me.
I'm just going to move the furnace to the other side of the room while I'm on the show.
Thomas, are you digging a hole in your wall behind your Rita Hayworth poster?
I'm in the Resident Evil mansion. I have to move this marble statue over to the other side of the room.
I was rearranging massive amounts of boxes.
Go rescue Jill Valentine.
I could just slash these to pieces with a knife and wait for them to despawn.
Basically,
or
just like huge piles of third-party Transformer boxes.
Oh, Jesus. You've been scraping for like 10 minutes. That's like the entire collection.
Moving over to the chat, Duanas Perez says, Also, me and Wolf have you on our phones and the TV. We count as three viewers. You're welcome from Wolf 1701.
Okay, settle down now. That's a, that's too much GMC, even for us. We, yeah, we run this bitch.
Yeah, goddamn, man. I don't want to be here. Dewana said, did a stream earlier, went on a tangent about the why U.S. is fat and why it's our holidays' fault. And Wolf 1701 goes, and cats. Crossbones Koopa said, I bring you space metal looking for the planet that is Good Morning Cybertron. Baby, you found it. Wolf 1701 says, unleash the German within. You don't want that, man. Giga Twin, Scott, call up Hasbro, put some string and get this thing into, pull some string and get this thing out into our hands. I'm not one of those guys that's going to call up Hasbro and put it on the thing. Do I look like that idiot?
Which one? There's a lot.
There. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna pull some shit here, but I'm not telling tales out of school. This was about a year ago. I get this message on Facebook. It's like this. I don't know, Xavier and Thomas, you were with the show. I don't remember. I don't know if you guys remember this, but I get this weird, vague threat on Facebook about this channel called Transformers Talk Raw. We're not going to pull any punches, and you better watch out. And it's like, what the fuck is this? You know, you subscribe.
I do remember this.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Okay. And then like 2 hours later, I get this thing. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't want to put that out there. And it's like, okay. Yeah, sure. Whatever. That's fine.
Who did this?
This was a channel called Transformers Talk Raw, right? And it's like, okay, well, whatever. And so I subscribed to his channel. I figured, okay, you know, somebody gets their first start. And I've looked. The dude has more subscribers than us. Hey, good on him. I don't care. But then there was like this thing where he's like calling up Hasbro on one of his YouTube videos, complaining that you guys have a problem. People are stealing toys from your factory and putting them online. It's like, do you think they don't know that? Right?
Sounds like he's never saw that meme about the two wolves.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's like inside of. There are two wolves. They are both made of plastic because you are a loser.
Yeah.
It's... I'm like one of those bitch moaners that just inherit everything that one guy says.
Here's
they're losers and thieves, and it's like...
And I'm not implying
was
that...
This shit 20 years ago and it was fine.
I'm not implying that guy is a loser. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying that... Come on, you're talking about plastic toys. Get a grip.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Yeah. I didn't call... shit, now I'm
Look,
confused. Me.
Dude...
I didn't call that guy a loser. I'm saying that that's the terminology people use to describe people like Prime versus Prime who review toys early. They go, oh, that guy's a loser. Show that to Mike. No self-respecting human being in 2023 at your age would call someone a loser.
Oh.
What are you doing with your life?
Yeah, it's...
So, yeah, I remember that dude.
Yeah, anyway. And like I said, I don't want to throw shade. His channel is his channel. He can do what he wants. But yeah. it was just that one video. It's like, you're calling up Hasbro, some poor customer care agent who doesn't give a crap. And Technical Jim said the audio levels are all over the place. I know, buddy. We had some technical issues. As... You probably well know Technical Jim. We had some technical issues before the show, and I ended up having to restore my computer. And on top of that, I'm speaking low because my wife is studying, and I'm fighting a migraine myself. Bear with me. I've adjusted the levels a little bit, so hopefully that'll work. But I had to take things back and reinstall stuff, and I was like 10 minutes late getting on to the show.
Yeah. Can't upset the barn gnomes. They're going to fucking kill you.
The elves are angry. Apparently one of them is like a big fan of Transformers Talk Raw, and now he's pissed off at me.
And he fucking grinding that axe, and he's just like, you hate bright lights, I hate bright lights, but you fucking won't shut the fuck up about it. Someone's getting an axe to their pointy red cap, Scott.
Ooh, sexy, sexy. Yeah, he says at least. I mean, at least one person is trying to blow up my TV speakers, dude. I'm sorry. We'll work on that. We will work on that. I will keep
it's
a closer. Wolf 1701 says,
"Hey, stop yelling at her like a migrant."
Might as well get to the rest of the, rest of the comments here. Mike's World goes on time, mostly. Woohoo! Wolf 1701 says we need a GMC exclusive figure. Gee, if only someone had a 3D printer. Wolf, I don't think you realize what a time investment one print is.
It
would have to have the same energy as like the DairyCon stuff.
No, I mean the GMC figures alone, I've narrowed it down, would look like the same artwork from the Soyjack face. It would just be like, bro, we're so fucking cool, and we're like the idiots with the smashed in heads and missing teeth, and we're drooling. That's GMC.
I'm fat. Do you know how much plastic that's gonna take, dude? I'm like Boogie 298
masterpiece.
Fat.
Masterpiece GMC figure, and all of his interchangeable faces are Soyjack faces.
This pointing. Oh, Unicron, yeah!
This Soyjack face is Xavier, and this one with the really long beard is Thomas. And this one that's chubby is Scott. Wolf 1701.
This one in the Klansman's hood is...
Jesus. Wolf 1701 says, damn it, if you give me a Lynx, I want to throw it at my problems. Dwayne Marsh says Nacho Cheese Jazz has three guns but no shoulder clip. Crossbone Scoopa says Xavier transformed to a cassette for my Walkman. My Titans okay. Return Soundwave is bigger than Studio 86 Grimlock, and you get more with Titan Soundwave. Yes, I'm opening old figures that have been in boxes because I had no shelves. Wolf 1701. Mark De Repentini says, oh, a GMC exclusive figure. That would be fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't pimp down a lot, but GMC actually has a Thingiverse channel or a Thingiverse page with a lot of free files on it, because Thingiverse only does free files. It's actually Doll Surprise Toys.
Maybe I should make some content for it.
Hey, you know,
I think you have, haven't you?
Yeah, let's see. I think you've only done stuff for, hold on here.
I've only put stuff on the Novaport page.
Doll Surprise. I stole it off yours. No, I'm kidding.
sure, you could.
I would make stuff for it. I would make stuff for it.
Oh, I know you
would. But I mean, because
would.
It's GMC, it would have to be some combination of something that someone actually wants, but also being, you know, faintly absurd.
Yeah.
The Doll Surprise Shop, it still has the Devastator face on it, doesn't it?
Let's see. Hold on here. Yeah, there it is, Doll Surprise Toys. So
I love that face.
Yeah. There's some stuff on here that I'm really, really freaking proud of.
I can see it.
Yeah, whenever the Wreckers stuff came out, like I did my best to recreate that box art so that you could get like a really nice cardboard, like a really nice plastic hammer instead of a cardboard one. And
that looks pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
I like that platform. I like the detail on the side of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did a lot of work. The Marvel Transformers Sky Spy, I was really proud of this one. There was like a lot of odd geometry that I had to work with.
That's pretty good.
You know, there it is in the comic book, and there it is what I came up with for the actual design. So I think from comic book to actual design did fairly
well.
That
looks weirdly believable right there. Yeah. Like that thing looks like one of the probes that we've sent to Venus.
Yeah.
It's very close.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And let's see what else.
That was your perfect opportunity to say Uranus, Thomas. Yeah. Come on brand.
The Fangry gun, the Snarl missile launcher. If you happen to have that Beast Wars 2 taco tank, I have the gun on there for that.
Yeah.
Grimlock's Galaxial Blaster. This was one that I was really proud of. It's like a copy of the, an upsized copy of the gun that came with Grimlock that doesn't get a lot of love.
The double barreled thingy.
Yeah. The Alicon battle axe, the double dealer, knock and scar engines, a little food bowl for Skylynx, viewfinder, Earthrise Optimus.
Do these ever get downloads?
Actually, from this stuff, like a fair amount.
Pretty good.
A fair amount of stuff. Let's see. Yeah, if let's see here. If I log in, welcome to Thingiverse. Sign in. So yeah, 20 designs, one like. But like, if I get over here, like here, say, you know, they. Here, Akushia 122 added Transformers IDW doc to Transformers, added Marvel Sky Spy to Things to Make, the reflector stuff actually does a lot of stuff, like the viewfinder lens laser, so yeah, there's a fair amount of stuff that gets...
Boy, you think with Sky Spy being so integral to the plot of the series, like literally being the thing that revives the Transformers, I get a lot more play.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
people. I'm seeing this on my Facebook. Some people are posting it. They've gotten their Deathsaurus.
Oh,
awesome!
Yeah, soon in the United States,
soon to be in hand. So that's good. Honestly, once I get my hands on Peepo and Boater, Deathsaurus is going right in the trash, just over my shoulder, right into the trash. Not even recycling.
This is really what I wanted it for.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly expensive accessory.
Incredibly.
And yet I bet there's somebody on eBay, like first day, that'll buy him for $200.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Please be my Peepo and Boater you buy.
Wolf1701 says, Scott, I dig your hammer and your probe, nanu nanu. Crossbones Koopa said, I can't find a real Koopa to use as a skull for the mask. And Mark DeRepentini says, we'll definitely check it out. I have a new 3D printer that I need to try. Yes, you do. I'm jealous of your new 3D printer, if I'm not lying here. Crossbones,
it makes organs.
Oh my god, so awesome. A student of mine just got into 3D printing. He's like going real hardcore on it. He got an Ender 3, now he's going to go get a Bamboo Labs X1 Carbon. It's just like going from like the $130 printer right up to a $1,500 one. I've created a monster.
I don't follow 3D printing, and I still know what a bamboo is.
Yeah.
I've been looking into it again, mm-hmm. and I'm what do you think about getting a Neptune? An Eligu Neptune.
I've heard good things about the Neptune. I don't have one myself, but I have heard really, really
the pro,
good things.
And then there's two sizes bigger than the Pro. The Pro is the smallest one. Not sure which one I should do.
Yeah. Giga Twin says, so any bets on people selling Boater $2,000+ in the near future? Dude, somebody will try to sell
probably.
Boater. Dude, I saw somebody try to sell a ball of foil with toothpicks in it as a custom Optimus Prime, and he wanted $1,800 for it.
I had that saved on my eBay page for the longest time because I wanted to see what happened to it, mm-hmm. and just one day the listing disappeared.
That's strange.
No longer to be found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
Chris Chan,
there are people out there, like somebody out there, is like, I'm going to do this as a joke, and then they're just going to put some random piece of trash up on their eBay page for like $1,000,000. Like, I'm just going to do this because it's funny, right? And then there's going to be somebody out there who has lots of money and is kind of a shitlord, and they're like, you know what? And then they're going to buy
it. You know what,
though?
It's already happened. You forget the real-life story of the kid who had a blank web page in the heydays of the very beginning of the internet. And it was just a blank screen. And he was selling the pixels on that blank screen for $1,000 per pixel. And you know who bought it? MGM Casino for advertising. He made $1,000 per pixel on an 800 by 600 grid.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah. MGM literally thought that's what the internet was worth, so they bought that for advertising for their casino.
For a long time, I don't know if you're still allowed to do it, but haunted objects on eBay went for fucking bank. So I've got a spare Generation Selects Galvatron that I'm actually going to turn into a custom Straxis. Sitting over here, I'll have a few parts left over. I'm going to put those up on eBay as Generation Selects Galvatron spare parts haunted, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, it's like those wax sealed Japanese demon boxes.
Yeah.
Did you hear about? Oh, speaking of haunted, are you guys familiar with what happened with that rock?
Oh, the
rock.
The demon rock that said they said if it would ever break, it was going to end the world. And like the fox trickster goddess would be released.
I'm not pronouncing this name properly, but it's like the lore is literally that there was this, I guess, sort of princess named Tamamonoe or something. I can't remember the name, but like I can't pronounce it properly off memory. But apparently, she turned out to actually be the mythical nine-tailed fox, and she got like sealed away inside this rock. And the rock, I think a year or two ago, broke open.
Yeah, I have heard. I think
on its own.
Legend, yeah.
Yeah, it broke apart on its own. I think they had her on an episode of that anime Ghost Stories that has the hilarious American dub. Because I want to say there was an episode where like a girl picked up the phone, and went Moshi Mosh. I mean, hello, and she goes hello. Yeah, is Tamamome there? And the woman on the other end goes, ain't no Tamamome here, bitch. You get your bitch ass back into fucking rehab and get you. And the girl just hangs up the phone and goes, motherfucker. And
so it's Tamamo no Me, who is a
It's Tamamo no Me, yeah.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. And this is the weird part. I only know about this because she is a video game character that I have in my in my account on the video game Fate Grand Order. She was actually the very first rare servant I pulled. So I know the story. She is a trickster god who was the wife concubine of some emperor, and that was it. That was like her whole thing. She posed as a human, and she was considered one of the first chaotic evil spirits, even though her story was just like, ha-ha, fucking tricked you into fucking me. How do you feel now, Emperor of Japan? Feel dirty and used.
I got that fox pussy.
And he was just like thumbs up, like he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, that mythological character, though, you're right, like that myth has inspired like a lot of like fictional like depictions and stuff and characters. Like there's lots of things that go by that name.
Miles Ninetales Prower.
The Naruto thing, the nine-tailed fox in Naruto is inspired directly by that. Yeah.
The nine-tailed fox demon is, I believe, separate because Tamamo no Me is a fox spirit, and then there's actually a separate legend, if I'm not mistaken. And this is the weird fucking thing. Like, I can't believe how like bizarre this is. Teen Wolf, the series that was on the WB, used the Tamamo no Me legend and the nine-tailed fox spirit as one of its main antagonists for one of its seasons, because the legend goes that each tail is its own separate kitsune spirit, which represents a sin of humanity. And they use that as the antagonist for the Teen Wolf series. And I'm like, this is fucking weird.
To me, the best character in Teen Wolf will always be the dude that forgot his fly was down and zipped it up right at the end of the movie. Mark DeRapatini says that's why I have an Elegoo. Mark DeRapatini says that's why I have an Elegoo Neptune 3 Pro and an Elegoo 4 Max. The 4 Max is a beast and can go up to 500 millimeters per second. The Elegoo Neptune 4 Max. Sorry. Giga Twin says, look, they already settled who broke that rock. It was a Baki character that specializes in kicking to the point he can even send Yujiro through a building. Duanas Perez says, I've got two cats laying on me, so I guess it's nap time. Crossbones Koopa says, next time you see me, I'll be in Japan trying to break holy rocks. Xavier can translate. We got
Kraku.
We got from JT Prime 17, who has been amazingly honest and successful. Wolf 1701 says meow. Amazingly successful with not the predictions, but the leaks. We're getting Studio Series Commander 86 Optimus Prime.
Oh yeah, this thing.
Yeah. I'm curious.
I'm curious because I already have my grayed out dead Optimus from Amazon exclusive.
Right. It's the Earthrise Optimus is pretty sweet.
There that Voyager. Last yeah, oh, the yeah. 20 the end of 2021 going into 2022, I believe we saw like 5 different separate unique molds for Optimus alone, because there was Christmas Optimus in there as well, right? Like candy cane on the shelf Optimus, the new Earthrise Optimus, there was a glut of repaints I recall from that like separate Optimus from the previous generation. There has just been way too many Optimuses at the point I was like, you need to slow down, you're catching up to the Bumblebee numbers.
Okay I just had an idea, and please forgive me for taking it on this weird tangent. With the HasLabs, I don't think that they have to. I mean, they can put really any age number on a HasLab, can't they? Like, you know, this toy is for like 8 and above, and you know, this toy is for 6 and above, and 6 months and up, and what have you. Could they do?
No kid got a HasLab Unicron. That just didn't. That wasn't the thing.
Could they possibly? Could the next HasLab be Studio Series Megatron? Studio Series 86 Megatron. Because they could get away. They could get away with the gun that way, couldn't they?
They could, because it's not a this isn't like a domestic release, you know, internationally released product.
Right.
That's not what it is.
I mean, you'd probably still have to have an orange cap or whatever. But for shipping purposes. I mean, think of what you could do with that. You could have the Earthrise Megatron. You could have like a separate face and chest and like battle damage parts. You could have like the silencer and the stock and the scope and, you know, all these, like the lightsaber, the laser pistol that he used to shoot Prime with. You could pop off like the face and the chest and what have you, and see the inner mechanics that you saw whenever Unicron was transforming him into Galvatron. Man. Yes.
But I've got a question about that.
Yeah.
Would you need to include an orange cap if not only was his gun mode not featured anywhere on the box art or anywhere like that, but the figure was packaged in robot mode?
Yes.
And the gun was only featured in the instructions.
Yes, you still would. You still would, because that is a thing. That gun can't be used in a crime because of the orange cap. Wolf 1701 is saying, though, Ben already said no to gun mode mags. So, I mean, that may be a stop. But, I mean, hey, it was just a thought. But getting back to 86 Optimus, there's what could you do for an $85 to $90 Optimus? You know, it's...
I don't know. This is the complete opposite of everyone with Ultra Magnus not wanting
to. I think
the commander. I don't want another Optimus.
Yeah,
I think I'd be.
You go ahead, Thomas. My point's gonna be
low. Oh, I said I think I would be cross if it didn't come with the roller.
Yeah, and a battle. Like if it doesn't have a trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what are you gonna do? Make the arms longer.
My brother and I speculated about this the other day. My brother and I, we were saying maybe they might try to lean into more of the Sunbow design, because if you notice, like a lot of Optimus Primes, they definitely look like Optimus Prime, but they're usually always a stylized take on it. Right, but except for MP44, which is basically just tries to completely mimic what he looks like on screen,
What if they leaned slightly more into that rather than a stylized take?
You know, here's the thing. Like, that Earthrise Optimus with the trailer, to me personally, that is not just good enough. That's more than what I wanted. You know,
it's very close.
Yeah, like whenever Classics Optimus first came out, I thought Classic Optimus, and I looked at that toy the other day, that's still a really nice toy.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic super robot hyper anime take on him.
Yeah. That is still a really nice toy. And like I've got like the trailer to go with it. It's a really, really nice toy. Thing holds up, what is it, 15 years later? That still holds up? That thing is fantastic. So, I mean, if you want
all the figures from that time period were sturdy and had fantastic hardware.
Oh, yeah. But if you want like that super stylized Optimus, you got that. You want like a vaguely Cybertronian Optimus, you can go to the Studio Series Voyager Optimus if you want smaller. Voyager Optimus from War for Cybertron, you can go smaller. That War for Cybertron Optimus that's a deluxe, really stinking nice. You want slightly Cybertronian, you can go to Siege. You want regular Optimus, you can go to Earthrise. I mean, these are really, really good toys. I can't.
That reminds me.
I can't see, and I have a feeling I might skip this one the same way I skipped Studio Series Ultra Magnus. I can't see what this toy is going to do that wouldn't already be fulfilled by a previous toy that we've had.
Ooh, wait. Color change gimmick. You splash him with water and he turns gray.
No.
Well, you said you skipped on Studio Series Ultra Magnus?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah,
you did.
I skipped
because,
Studio
like,
Series
I, Magnus. Because, like, I've got Kingdom, and I've got him next to one another. Mm-hmm. They do completely different things. They're
Xavier.
Way different.
Yes, Kyle. Yeah. Kyle?
You do not want the color splash gimmick, because then your shit will turn... Am I gone? What has happened?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
No, we can hear you. Xavier might be gone, though.
I'm here.
Okay, shit. Weird me out. You don't want the colors... Okay. You don't want that gimmick, because you know how your shit's turning yellow now? Think what happens in, like, a year or two when a color change shit decides, I'm going to be gray forever.
Look, it's the same as a poinsettia plant. They're all going to die eventually. Then you toss it out and get a new one.
Yeah.
But that's, man, that Studio Series Magnus, though, and the Kingdom one, they do very, very different things on a shelf. They really look completely different.
So going over to the chat, Giga Twin says, there is a difference between Kyuubi and Kyuubi. Wolf1701 says, Earthrise Prime is good, but needs some help. If the Studio Series 86 has all the bells and whistles, I'm in line. If not, how is it different? Yeah. Dwayne Marsh says, I'm a big kid and I got you. We're all big kids over here. Giga Twin, you can have Studio Series Gun Megatron that's accessories to help convert it into Super Megatron, perhaps. Brandon Callanan, hey, Brandon, I want Dark of the Moon Devcon as a commander. I agree. Crossbone Scoopa said, I don't know, is this 86 Optimus needed? We have Siege, Earthrise Legacy, plus repaints. I don't think he is needed now. Do sets to make Autobot City. Mark DeRipettini says, oh my god, the Studio Series Ultra Magnus is 100 times better than the Kingdom. You're missing out big time on Studio Series Ultra Magnus. If they do the same for Studio Series Optimus Prime, it will look fantastic. I will say this, Mark. It's not that I won't get Studio Series Magnus. It's just I'm probably going to wait until he's at Ollie's or Big Lots or Ross. You know, the same that I did for like Beast Wars Scorponok. I kind of wanted that.
Or your mom's house.
I wait. Or
Scott
your
was
mom's
setting up
house.
That joke.
Yeah, or your mom. I wouldn't do that.
Your mom's house.
I wouldn't do that. That's don't disrespect my marriage. And then Crossbones Koopa said, "I'm happy with my Kingdom Magnus. He is the proper G1 toy brought into modern times. I have a couple of 3D printed upgrades for my Kingdom Magnus. My Kingdom Magnus." Crossbones Koopa says same with Ollie's or Big Lots. Brandon Callen, there's also a deluxe G1 Optimus and Legacy next year, according to listings. I got something really funky. There is this series called Deathmatch that my wife gets so horny over. We watched the one with Omni-Man. It's essentially they go through the stats and put two characters. There was one where Omni-Man versus Homelander. And
oh my god, I've seen that.
Yeah, and like spoilers. Omni-Man comes home and his wife's been killed by Homelander, and Homelander has this big spiel of get off my planet.
Debbie,
and
no.
And he goes, like, Homelander looks at him and goes, well, what do you think, Debbie? And they pan over the table. It's just a burned up skeleton. And Omni-Man goes, I'm going to feed you your heart. That's all he says. And they have this long battle. And at the end of it, Omni-Man rips off Homelander's jaw and punches his heart out and grabs it. And he goes, do you remember what I said? And jams it into his throat and goes, swallow. And this is, my wife went, I'm horny as hell.
That had the same, like, when he said that, that had mm-hmm. the same energy. Remember in Deadpool 2? when Juggernaut stumbled out of that train.
Yeah.
Then Deadpool's like, oh my
I'm
god.
I'm going to pull you in half.
Juggernaut, he's like, I'm going to rip you in half now.
I've always wanted to see you charging, like, menacingly at somebody. Yeah. I don't mean right now.
There is a death match coming up on the 18th of December that every fan of the show should be aware of. They put this out. It's their most requested death match in the history of the channel. It is Galactus versus Unicron.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, like this thing, this, like, I know I've had it explained to me that basically it's a medley of both characters that they pit mm-hmm. against one another. My initial thought was, yeah, but like, do you mean like, you know, animated the Unicron from the movie that was created by Primacron, or do you mean the Chaos God from the comic books?
See,
they're gonna make it be relevant, just depending on the direction they take the fight. So I think they want to keep it to their basic robot versus giant Galen like version of Galactus that is not Galen from the comics, where Galen was the basic human of equivalent of Galactus before the universe reset. So they're not going to do like deep lore unless they have some sort of like spectacular way to bring back that Easter egg of the character for the knockout blow,
right? Because but before the universe, like I think in a previous universe, he was just a regular guy.
He was Galen, the scientist that was explaining the universe is going to die. We're all going to die. The Phoenix is going to come back and reignite the universe, but we're all going to die. And then when everyone's like, "Oh, you're fucking mad, Galen," he was like, "I'll fucking prove it." And then he flew out to where he calculated the universe was going to experience heat death, and sure enough, there was the Phoenix about to blow up the universe and restart everything.
It's this.
That was the Phoenix?
I'm looking.
That was it. Well, in some versions, it's the Phoenix, but yeah,
I've seen a lot of these.
So they're going to use Cloud Galactus, is what you're telling.
You don't know. That's the thing. I mean, they had a lot of these. They've done some live action ones too, if I'm not mistaken. I think they had the Jason David Frank's Green Ranger versus Scorpion.
That's right, they did.
Mortal Kombat.
They had Batman versus Darth Vader. I believe that was them.
Yeah. But, I mean, the most recent one I watched the Omni-Man versus Homelander, and I watched Rick Sanchez versus Doctor Who. So, I mean, I watched those. And I was pretty impressed. But getting aside from which character is going to use, I have to think that I'm going to call it now. Unicron's going to win this one. Because Galactus, yeah, I get it. Galactus eats planets. Unicron eats planets. But Unicron is a planet. So does that mean Galactus has the edge? No, none of the other planets fight back one to one.
Yeah. It's like that. It's like the video game logic from Armada. Like, Galactus has never had a planet turn into a dude and then fight him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also Galactus needs a huge amount of prep time to get his machines ready to fucking turn the planet into paste to eat the fucking world. And Galactus is like, you know what, fucking doesn't matter if I roll up as a planet myself, I'll just use my giant pincer horns, or if I'm gonna be a fucking robot, I'll just eat that shit with my bare hands. Yeah. I got two modes. What do you got?
You just imagine Galactus hovering over top of his planet mode and just saying, this world is over, and then all of a sudden Unicron transforming and grabbing the tendrils from his ship and saying, is it now?
No. And here's the thing. Galactus exists in this universe, and then the next universe over, there's a Galactus, and in the next universe over, there's another Galactus. Those are three different Galactuses, right? So there's this Galactus only has the experience of this universe. Unicron is a universal singularity. He is the same Unicron in every universe that exists.
Yes, that was established.
He used to be.
Yeah.
Depending on the anime, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't that determined in Alternity? Was it?
Dude, they threw a lot of that shit out.
Yeah. I first heard of it in
Exodus.
I first heard of Unicron as a galactic or a universal singularity in IDW is where
I go further back.
Yeah, that was
BotCon 2008. They had this special issue where Cliff Jumper went to the Shattered Glass universe, stayed there, talked to good guy Megatron. And Megatron's like, I've never heard of this Unicron. And then Cliff Jumper had to explain to him what Unicron was. And then because it's the Shattered Glass universe, all this horrible shit that Cliff Jumper is making Unicron out to be sounds pretty damn good to Shatterglass Megatron's going, oh, a universal protector. That sounds nice. And he's like, what the fuck is up with this universe? Did you not hear a word I just said?
Yeah. Going over to the comments, Dwayne Marsh says, I've seen that death match. I watched all the matches. They have Optimus versus a couple of different opponents, including Iron Man. Wolf1701 says, superhero beatdown did JDF versus Scorpion. Different show, different group, different channel. Wolf1701, thank you for the correction. That was many, many years ago. I saw the Green Ranger versus Scorpion. Crossbones Koopa, Galactus versus Crossbone. Winner fights Unicron for the last frozen pea in the universe. Giga Twin, this death battle already happened back in the late 90s. And Unicron won that one without transforming. Galactus had since demonstrated significantly great levels of powers since the 90s. Crossbones Koopa says Galactus has a daughter, which personally that makes me wonder how. Dwayne Marsh says depends on the user as well. I swear I've seen Galactus versus Unicron, but not deathmatch. Giga Twin says I've once explained Unicron to a friend of mine that comparing Unicron to Galactus is like comparing a 3D object to a 10th dimensional object. Wolf1701 says they did Prime versus Iron Man also. That was their first CGI one. Speaking of computer-generated images, we got some bad news. The Reactivate game has been delayed until 2024. They're shifting. They're shifting development to the Unreal Engine 5 platform. Honestly, yeah. I don't care. I'm getting the toys.
It's almost the end of 2023. It's still no game.
Yeah.
I kind of saw 2024 was coming.
Yeah, my thought was, well, it's almost 2024 already, so.
Let me put it in perspective to you. It was revealed at the Game Awards last year. Tomorrow's the Game Awards.
Oh.
There is no game right now.
There's an advertisement.
I like how they put it. They have Transformers Reactivate. Actually, they misspell it. It says Reactive. And then it goes, incoming transmission from Teletran 1. All in, big letters. And then Autobots roll out at the end. So that's the first thing that grabs your attention. It's like, oh, I just pictured, somebody who's really excited for this game, seeing it and going, oh, this is fantastic. I'm going to learn more about this game that I'm really looking forward to. And they're sitting there smiling, all right, here it comes. We know that everyone's been waiting patiently for updates on Transformers Reactivate. However, we won't be revealing any new content this year. You son of a bitch.
I know all too well how much video games get delayed. It's the same shit every fucking year with any franchise that has, like, licensing or new technology to roll out. Like, Cyberpunk alone, Cyberpunk 2077 suffered so many setbacks.
Have you guys ever heard of Kingdom Hearts 3?
Nope. Never have. Jesus,
that's a tale. That's a tale the Jedi don't often tell you.
No, it even goes further back than Kingdom Hearts 3, because if you go to the PlayStation 1 days, there was a game on the PlayStation 1, and let me remind you, the PlayStation 1 game needed just like as many people as there are here right now. 4, at best. For a game called Wild 9 that took 5 years of extra development.
So four players for a game called Wild 9 that took 5 years. This is a lot of numbers that I'm not comfortable with.
It's a lot of numbers. And here's the thing. The game was delayed so long, it was like, all right, this better be the best fucking game ever. And like when GamePro Magazine...
It was mid.
When GamePro Magazine finally revealed it, I go, yeah, it's better than average. It's not anything special.
A big old meh.
Yeah.
A big old meh.
You get a meh and a thumbs up. That's what they said.
Meh. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with what it is. It's fine. It's fine. I wasn't going to buy the game anyway. I mean, I've got to buy that Alex Jones video game.
I want my remastered Transformers Armada published by Atari.
Right? Right? That's what you need. Oh my god. Wolf1701 says this game is never happening. It'll be soon forgotten Mandela effect. Brendan Callanan says it's crazy the toys were supposed to release during 2021 and got delayed 2 years and the game still isn't out. Wolf1701 said, is it though? The game has been developing for like 2 years. They've changed the name. They've started over now. Gigatwin says, a great way of looking at Unicron is a bottled ship maker and hobbyist. The Transformers world is the bottle ship, and Unicron is the man outside trying to manipulate things with long tweezers. Crossbones Koopa, how long will it be before I can consume a planet? Depends how often you go to the gym. Moving on to one of my favorite parts. Looky what I found. If you don't mind, I would love to go first. I would love to go first this week. Because somebody we were talking about in the pre-show, MMS Hightail, he is creating his advent calendar figure for this week. And this is like, he releases a few parts every day for 24 days. And this is his advent calendar figure. It is an update of the McDonald's Frybot. 3D printable, completely free.
Masterpiece Frylock.
It is the McChangeables Frymaster.
No gem on the back for this one, though. You provide your own gems.
Yeah, yeah. The gem is the friends we made along the way. Thomas, thank you. I deserve that. Oh. Thomas, buddy. Oh, there's my wife.
Hi, wife.
Hello, wife. Aw. Thomas, buddy, do you have a looky what I found?
Yeah, just a second. There we go.
Oh, look, you can see the train outside my window. That's how close to the train I live.
Is it this one right here?
I like, Thomas, do you have a look at what I found? Is this it, Scott? I don't know.
Do you see this? Do you see this?
I see us.
Yeah, I don't see anything you're posting yet.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, you're sharing the wrong screen. It's just a big old penis.
Oh, wait. That's the live cam.
Somebody else can go. Okay. I guess somebody else can go in the meantime. I'm gonna open up a different window.
No problem. Xavier, buddy, do you have a looky what I found?
So I went back to crappy off-brands.
Oh, I'll get over to Facebook because I know you love this. Let's see here.
So first one, it's a just terribly named knockoff product, Scott.
Always the best.
Again, Do you remember a few weeks ago the name of one of those crappy knockoffs I showed you?
I don't. But let's see.
It was After a God.
Okay. Oh, Glorious Mission Anger Ares, Deformation of the Robot.
That's right.
Glorious Mission.
Glorious Mission Anger Ares. It's not just the regular God of War. He's pissed.
Transformation. At least it's not
deformation. Well, right down there it says deformation. It's deformation. It's the transformation deformation.
So, and Scott, where do you think Transformers stand on trans rights?
They got to be pro, right?
It always seemed that way.
Let's see here.
Like, I mean, if IDW is any indication.
It's trans boy.
Oh.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Kyle doesn't like the trans.
Another fucking Halloween costume.
Did you see the knockoff?
He's still hurt.
I love that.
Excuse me, Kyle. That is not a costume. That is that young trans identity.
Yes. I love the fact that, yes, that Kyle, like a Southern boy, perfectly fine with trans and gay rights, but he's anti Halloween costume.
Did you see the knockoff Sonic the Hedgehog outfit called Blue Speed Mouse?
Yes. I've also seen Sanka. Like there was a knockoff Halloween Sonic costume called Sanka.
By the way, yeah, to complete this trifecta, I know you are a huge Transformers fan.
Oh my god, I love Transmorphers, Rise of the Machines.
So what about the Beast Wars sequel?
Oh, hold on here. Hello, Alex. Transmorphers mech. Oh no, with Tom Arnold. Now I gotta watch this. Honey, I know what we're watching this weekend. Transmorphers, they put out the Transmorphers movie. They made another one. It's called Mech Beasts, and it stars Tom Arnold.
Oh, that's great. They're knocking that off.
Wolf 1701 says, this shit's gotta end.
Wow. Shit's
got what's knockoff?
True words
have never
been spoken, Wolf.
Oh my god, that is the best tagline for one of these movies. Mech Beast, this shit's gotta end.
What's this knockoff Cheetor's name gonna be?
Cheetax.
Cheetax.
Nothing. It has nothing. They'll probably ignore giving them any name.
It's gonna be PS2 graphics. Cheetor. Meth Kitty.
No, PS2 had good graphics.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Okay. You see this?
Oh.
Hold on. I gotta get to it. Okay. Alan Yuppie, love my Lego Transformers. Donations are welcome. Lego Death Charge looks nice.
Yeah, this guy's built a Lego Death Charge thing, and I'm very impressed.
Absolutely.
Wow. Does this do the flying mode as well?
Yes, it does.
Awesome.
Right here.
Very, very nice.
And it's got a robot mode, too.
Hey, sweetheart.
There it is.
Do you have a looky what I found this week?
I found the will to continue living.
Oh, she found the will to continue living, guys.
After studying for 18 hours.
Oh, man. I swear to God, I don't know why she won't come on the show. She is Good Morning Cybertron material through and through.
By looking, what I found is positive nihilism instead of negative nihilism. It's like, it's not, life is meaningless and we're all going to die. It's more like, wait a minute, life is meaningless and we're all going to die.
Thomas says his looking what I found is positive nihilism. You got to kick out of that one, buddy. Kyle, I can't remember if I went to you yet or not. Do you have a looky what I found? That's okay, buddy. How about we get you first, then, for reinforcements from Cybertron? Hold on, I can do that better. Hold on. Reinforcements from Cybertron. That's fairly nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
Pretty good.
I was trying to get that Vin DiCola announcer voice. I hope he speaks that way all the time. Johnny, why the fuck didn't you flush the toilet?
I highway to the danger zone.
Oh,
the danger zone.
I was like fighting the migraine today on the way to drum lessons, and I was trying to do voices to cheer myself up, and I was pretending to be Columbo and Duke Nukem the entire way up there.
How about a nice, friendly Christian side? No,
it was a thing where, like, I just had this, like,
oh my God,
I couldn't get my phone to connect to the Bluetooth in my car, and I was just upset, and it was just like, shit, man, I guess I'll just make voices for my 15-minute car drive. And it was like, it was just sitting there going like, Mr. Nukem, sir, I couldn't help but notice. You make no attempt to hide whatsoever that you've killed all these people. Just like, I'll kick you in the balls. It's shit, man. I still love, like, oh man. Like Xavier's line from the Mega series, how about a good old fashioned Christian side hug?
Been a long time since I thought about that.
Yeah, man.
I bet he gets that shit all the time on his cameo page. Can you say friendly Christian side hug?
Can you imagine being poor John St. John and like every day at least 9 people go, tell me you're going to kick me in the balls. Hey, John St. John, I'll kick you in the balls. He has to live with that. And like nobody comes close. Like he's probably just so I'll kick you in the balls. And it's just, no, that's not the way you do it. So unfortunately,
I'll kick you in the balls.
I'll kick you in the balls. And then I started to wonder,
getting 1,000 notes.
Does John St. John practice saying that? Is he doing the same thing I'm doing, just driving to work one day, and going, I'll kick you in the balls. I'll kick you in the balls. I'll kick you in the balls. I'll kick you in the ball. I'm just trying like different inflections. I got to get this.
And you know the problem. You know the problem is he gets those requests like all over the United States. Yeah. So it's like someone with a like who lives in Boston has the Boston accent, but they don't like the way he says it because it has the Jersey accent. Yeah. No, that's not how you say balls.
I'll kick you in the bowels.
Yeah, perfect.
He's made so much money being Duke Nukem, but I just picture like in the back of my mind, I've made a big fucking mistake.
I just need a family-friendly Christian side hug to cheer me up.
Man, oh man. Fuck. Dwayne Marsh says that was a real close voice. I'm assuming you mean Vin DiCola, because Mike Columbo and Duke Nukem are shit.
Yeah, if you're gonna do Columbo, you got, oh, there's just one more thing I can't figure it out.
I can't.
Just one more thing.
Like it was great. Columbo was great. They knew you didn't care. You didn't need to figure out who did it. So we're just gonna show you, and then the next hour is Columbo annoying them until they confess.
You like it when I grind my dick in your face? You better confess. I know you did it.
I couldn't help but notice that you have an OnlyFans. No, my wife's sister, Teresa, she has an OnlyFans. She gets like maybe about $50 or $60 a week. It's just some nice money. But she has a problem. She isn't able to shave her whole bush. She's only able to get that. And I mean, quite frankly, ma'am, if you don't mind me saying, you're amazing at shaving your bush. That looks just like a bell pepper down there. It's... Yeah. Dwayne Marsh says yes on the DiCola. Thomas Bay, do you have any reinforcements this week?
Yes. I finally got grap hook today.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, because it's been like a long time. I just decided to finally find it and get it. What else? I think for the moment, that's it. And I also restored my. I told you before. I took a reissue Scorponok and dismantled it, and then used it to restore my original Beast Wars Scorponok. Nice. So now he's in the same condition that he was in 1996.
That's beautiful. That's freaking beautiful. Xavier, buddy, how about you?
I got the Grimlock that completes the Earthspark line. So now I have all the pieces together.
Right on.
And I have Legacy Evolution Trashmaster.
Trashmaster. I am the master. I'm the master of trash. Which is weird. Weird you say that. Because I got Code Red from Stranger Things. And this was great because I opened the box and it's mostly trash. Now, the figure itself is great. I love this little guy. But, I mean, the packaging, I normally don't go on and on about the packaging. This is some really fucking inspired packaging. You open up the box, right? First off, the little pizza has an Autobot logo on it, right? So you open the box, and there's a pizza stain. There's a pizza stain on the top of the box, like a grease stain, right? So that's really cool. And there's some sort of pattern in the grease stain, but I haven't had time to have my wife look at it, and I'm colorblind, and I can't see it. So you get the pizza here, right? And you get, like, some goggles that you can cut out. And then there is, at the bottom, there's another stain and some leftover pizza crust on the bottom. Right? So, dig this. We're going seven layers deep. This
deep dish.
I took forever to do this because they taped up the figure in this, but it's like the paper that they taped the figure up in is a map scrawled on a napkin.
To really get that Stranger Thing point across.
This was hard. This was really, really hard to undo because the tape was everywhere and it's just, yeah, and you can tell I didn't get it all the way. I ripped it here and I ripped it here. I would love to get my hands on an untaped version of this, but that's neither here nor there. I'll be happy with what I have. The figure itself, though, is great. I love the figure. Of course, you know, the box is just one thing, but in the end, the box is just window dressing. You know, it's
but what window dressing?
It's amazing window dressing. It is absolutely amazing window dressing. The figure itself is great. It's feels like the Ironhide, but with extended hips or something. Because I mean, he is a tall boy. I love the clear Energon weapons. I mean, the dude's got a freaking battle club. That's great. That is absolutely great. The axe is really nice. I do wish the flame thing was clear orange, but I understand you can tell that it is clear. It's molded in blue. There's a little bit down there at the base. I do wish there was a shoulder peg that you could mount this on instead of having to peg it into the spacer on the arm. The arms, I don't know if I mistransformed them, but the arms seem lower than they should be. But, I mean, all in all, really, really fun figure. I also, and this was just today, I also picked me up Medix. And Medix is fun. The only thing I can say about Medix is, do you have crankcase or skids or crosscut? Yeah, it's that again, but in different colors.
Did you actually go to Walgreens?
Is he as floppy as crankcase?
He's okay. I mean, take a look at that. I mean, there's a little flop there, you know? But it's not loose, right? He holds.
Hold. Hold.
He holds.
Hold.
He holds. But no, it's a good figure. It's a fun little figure. And I'm happy with it. I am very, very happy with it. Oh, my heavens. Do you gentlemen have any big plans for this week?
Ugh, I got to go to work.
I hate it.
I know.
I hate it.
Man. But how else am I going to afford these beautiful plastic boys? You've reminded me. Aww. I still don't have Studio Series Magnus, or for that matter, new Energon Optimus. I need my big boys.
I need, you know, it is cuffing season.
It is
cuffing season. It's time. Yeah, big boy, man. You cut it up, get that warm heat. You like it. Crossbones Koopa says, my Siege Megatron is up on the top shelf with his hands on his hips, looking down at me. I keep looking over my shoulder and I'm about to say, am I doing a good job, Lord Megatron? Please don't blast me. Well, oh my God. My big plan this weekend, I'm going to do a little cleaning around the house. And I'm going to cuddle up on my wife. That's my big plan for this weekend. I guess I'll print you some stuff too, Xavier.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
In between. You know, between stuff. If you bridal carrier up to the printing room with your head in buried in her tits, you might just be able to use a hand to feel around and get to the printer.
She's so much taller than me. It's great. It's so
romantic that way.
Yeah, they're writing country songs about us in town. There's a band there. She loves that little man in a big way.
You've been waiting too long to use that joke, Mort.
That's been on the back burner for a little while. Oh, thank you, gentlemen, for being here. I want to thank Crossbones Koopa, Dwayne Marsh, Wolf 1701, Dewanis Perez, Brendan Callanan. Let's see, who else was here? Mike's World, I believe, was here this week. Mark De Repetini. There was somebody else. Gigatwin. Forgetting Gigatwin as well. Thank you all so much for joining us here this week. Every Wednesday, 7:45-ish. We were a little late because of technical difficulties this week. But thank you so much. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. Say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
For, I don't know. If you got some holiday shopping to do, don't forget your friends at GMC. We love when you mail us flaming baggage.
We love free shit.
Flaming if possible.
Yeah. You're gonna fucking love it whenever Dwayne Marsh sends us over to his OnlyFans. That's great. Dwayne, I'm not saying you're not an attractive person. I just get the feeling you're not my type.
Maybe you're my type, ?
Right. I'm a 2023 kind of guy. And tonight, all
trans boy.
Ooh, Halloween.